$1 trillion just isn't what it used to be.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith in for Steve Chiatakis. Markets are mostly down this morning. They spiked yesterday after European leaders laid out a $1 trillion bailout plan for countries that run into debt problems. Terry Smith is CEO of brokerage firm Tullett Prebon.
When you've got a government and they lay out what their plan, if any, is for the reduction of the deficit, that's the moment when the judgment will really come. At the moment, the market is just behaving nervously and will continue to do so.
Markets are looking nervous this morning. London's FTSE is down 2%. Germany's DAX is up 4%. Yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped 400 points, closing at 10,785. The massive oil leak in the Gulf of Mexico continues to pump out more than 200,000 gallons of oil a day. Congressional hearings about the spill begin on Capitol Hill today. Meanwhile, the Obama administration wants to split up the agency that oversees offshore drilling. John Dimsdale explains.
The Minerals Management Service is a 1,700-employee agency in the Interior Department with two missions. One, it enforces oil drilling regulations. And two, it grants drilling leases and collects more than $10 billion a year in royalties from oil companies. A 2008 internal investigation found conflicts of interest and, quote, a culture of ethical failure. Today, Interior Secretary Ken Salazar will say the massive oil spill in the Gulf makes reforms more urgent. He'll call for separating the service into a regulator that inspects oil rigs and enforces safety rules, and a second agency to collect royalty dollars. Since the spill, the Interior Department indefinitely suspended proposed oil and gas leases off the Virginia coast. And the White House announced no new offshore oil leases will be issued until drillers install new safeguards to prevent another spill. What safeguards will be necessary depends on investigations into what exactly caused the spill at the Deepwater Horizon well. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by The Economist, covering news and ideas from around the world and the connections between them. The Economist, on newsstands, in bookstores, and at economist.com. And by Constant Contact, working to help small businesses understand what social media can do for them. Learn more at constantcontact.com/social media. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
Today, Thomson Reuters launches a new news service. It's part YouTube, part business channel. Eve Tro explains.
The new web video service is called Reuters Insider. It goes live today from London.
When you come out of the tube station, you just get hit right in the face with this huge glass box studio.
That's managing editor Mike Stepanovich. He says the service is only for Reuters premium subscribers who already pay about $1,500 a month. So users can search for the exact business news they want on, say, hog futures or quantitative easing. They can also shoot, edit, and upload their own takes on the global economy. Jonathan Taplin studies online media at the University of Southern California.
For the young analyst trying to break into the TV game, it's probably a pretty good opportunity.
But don't count on seeing kittens making stock trades or CEOs lip-syncing to Lady Gaga. This is Strictly Business. I'm Eve Tro from Marketplace.
Thomson Reuters, I should say, is an underwriter of this program. Defense Secretary Robert Gates said this week the military needs to cut the fat out of its budget and that defense spending is unsustainable. Turns out the military is getting a fresh dose of capitalism. This month, Fast Company magazine profiles Mike Mullen, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Reporter Jeff Chu joins us now. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
You make the point that if it were a business, the military would be the largest business in the U.S. How has it been run up until now that would make it different from the way that the second largest business, I think was Exxon, is run?
I don't think that the military has always been as cost conscious as many of our private sector businesses. For instance, when one brigade has a helicopter, they see that as theirs. And while I was traveling with Admiral Mullen, he talked with some junior army officers, and he said to this group of people, that's not your helicopter, it's our helicopter. And this, to the rest of us, might seem like something that we learned in kindergarten, but in a very hierarchical organization with a lot of silos, it's kind of bracing to be told that's not your toy, it's everybody's.
If I remember this right, though, Mullen does not plan on cutting back on equipment for the military. In fact, I think he wanted to build more ships.
I think Mullen's attitude is we have to use the resources we have in a smarter way. It's not necessarily about more. It's about better use, better deployment, and more efficient sharing.
How will his approach change the military? I mean, as you mentioned, he's tweeting, he has a Facebook page, but this is really not the way that we traditionally think of the military.
I think you're seeing a lot more thinking about communications issues and strategic issues in a different way, especially among younger officers. He's really aware of the fact that, for the most part, the people serving in the military are quite young. And what he's trying to do is to tap some of the strengths that they have and bring their skills to a higher profile more quickly.
So, Jeff, what kinds of things does Admiral Mullen tweet about?
Up till this point, he's mainly been tweeting about military stuff. He spends a lot of time with wounded warriors, so he tweets about his visits to hospitals. The new social media policy does say that he should be tweeting more about personal stuff. So we may learn, for instance, more about his love for In-N-Out Burger. I joined him there for a meal with him and Mrs. Mullen, and he loves the strawberry milkshakes. So I anticipate a shout out to In-N-Out in the future.
Jeff Chu is articles editor at Fast Company. He's the author of the May cover story on Mike Mullen. Jeff, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
And finally, one of the most popular searches on Google has become, how do I delete my Facebook account? That's according to news site Search Engine Land. Yes, you can delete it, but Facebook will email you photos of friends and family asking you to come back forever.
Just when I thought I was out, they pull me back in.
Yeah, don't be surprised if you get a friend request from a horsehead. In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.